This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. This is Tracy. Carol's out today, but we have the wonderful Kim Bergeron in for me today. We say that. We say that I'm in for Carol and Kim is in for me. So again, so you're listening to Food for Thought. Welcome to the show. We have a great show today. I can't wait to tell you about it, but we are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, we would love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 866-823-1077. Again, that's 866-823-1077. Give us a buzz. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Come on down, have some lunch at the wonderful Midtown Cafe, and hang out with us and watch the show. You can also go to foodforthoughtnh.com and listen to any previous broadcasts, including today's, and you can like us on Facebook at Food for Thought with Carol. So, yeah, how are you doing, mouthful, Kim? Huh? I know, it is a mouthful. I was just going to say, but it's all good information.
We are doing very well. It's always nice to see you.
So, I ran in here today. You know, with the weather that we've been having lately, I'm underdressing a bit.
Sweatshirt I'm kind of wearing the car, the back seat, and don't wear the coat.
Yep. I know. I just have a sweater on and like a kind of a spring shirt, and because it looks nice outside.
It's cold.
That wind is bitter. I should have had a coat and gloves on. So FYI, if you're going out, take the coat, hat, and gloves because it is deceiving.
Yes, it is.
So we have a great show. I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you about our special little guest that we have in the studio that she's going to hang out with us this morning, and we're going to hear a little bit from her after the first break. So we have, of course, like I said, Kim Bergeron from Southern New Hampshire Kids filling in today, and we have Donna from Delaware, Donna's Delights. She always kicks off the show with something interesting, to say the least.
A little excitement.
At the top of the hour, we have Gucci and Neville from the Veranda Martini Bar and Grill. So I'm really excited to kind of hear about that. I haven't checked that out yet. So that's going to be good to hear. And then we have MHP Untapped with Abel Ebenezer. Carl Soderberg will be in from that, the brewing company Abel Ebenezer. So really looking forward to that. It's always a good show when MHP is on. So
I'll talk about our little guest.
Yes, tell us about
mind.
Our guest that is here right now,
so
please.
So we have the cutest little girl in our studio today, and her name is Mila, and she is 8 years old, which I can't believe because I've talked to her this morning, and she's a smart little girl, and she's going to be fun to have on the show. So moms and dads, get your kids onto the listening to the segment.
Yeah, because they're on vacation this week.
On vacation, and that's why Mila's here. And her mom is actually the manager at the Manchester Red Arrow Diner. So she's here today wearing a cute little pink I'm a Red Arrow kid. Is that what it says, Mila? So you want to say hi to everyone?
Hi.
And do you have some special friends and family listening today? You do? And
yeah.
And who do you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to Granny and Pappy. Hi.
Aw. That's just for them. Isn't that special? And we chatted a little bit in the office earlier. So she does have some really cool things she's going to talk to us about later.
I'm excited to hear about that. Yeah. I love seeing young kids get into, we'll give you a little hint, cooking and stuff like that at a very young age. I know both of my boys did that as well. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what you have for us.
Do you ever want to cook at the Red Arrow?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you help your mom with anything over there this morning?
Yeah.
What did you
Sometimes do? Sometimes I help serve, and I did the bread order, too, a few times, too.
Isn't that cool?
I love that.
That's so fabulous. Well, it's going to be fun, Mila. So, yes, moms and dads, have your kids tune in and listen to Mila, because she's got a fun recipe to share later on that your kids will want to make, too. So what else is new, Miss Tracy?
So I am a very big fan of the national food holiday today.
Oh, and
we'll
what
see
did
what
you come
Mila
up with?
Thinks about this one. So today is National Banana Cream Pie Day.
Mm.
Do you like banana cream pie?
I don't like bananas, but it does sound good.
Anything with cream in it sounds good, right? Banana
yeah.
cream pie. It is, it's one of my favorites. So a couple little statistics here. Nearly one out of five Americans actually prefer apple pie, followed by pumpkin pie, about 13%. So 19% of people prefer apple pie, 13% of Americans prefer pumpkin, 12% pecan, followed by banana cream at 10%.
Oh, wow.
And cherry comes in last at 9%. And this blows my mind because you put all those in front of me, banana cream would be the first one I'm going for.
Oh,
that's
really?
Like my favorite.
I do like
so
it.
I'm in the minority, apparently.
It's rare. I maybe have a slice a year. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, it's not one that I think about having. And maybe that's why the percentages are lower.
Maybe. Because I don't actually think about pie very often.
Yeah.
I just don't go for pie. I go for the ice cream.
Cupcakes.
Or the cake. Yeah.
Right.
Me listen. So I just don't think about pie very often, period. But if you put those in front of me, I'm definitely going for the banana cream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another interesting fact is until the early 1900s, pie was considered a breakfast food.
Ooh.
What?
Don't you wish now? That
you're
going to
tell your mom.
Yeah,
that.
Kind of.
Tell your mom. Mom, pie used to be a breakfast food, so we should
Well,
bring
it
that
still
in.
Is to my dad. Thanksgiving Day, we ate, the day after Thanksgiving, we ate apple pie for breakfast.
Nothing wrong with that the day after Thanksgiving.
He's a smart man.
Yes, he is.
Splurge every once in a while, right? And then this is also really interesting. Early colonists cooked their pies in long, narrow pans, calling them coffins.
Oh.
Round pies were not common until the early 1800s.
Oh, mm-hmm. How strange.
So calling it coffin instead of a pie. I like pie better.
Yeah, me too.
So do I.
It's a little creepy.
How would you like a piece of apple coffin?
Yeah, kind for breakfast.
Weird. Yeah.
What's an apple coffin for breakfast? I love the sound effects.
I know.
Also, we have a really good daily quote. So this is from... Jim Davis. It says, vegetables are a must on a diet. I suggest carrot cake, zucchini bread, and pumpkin pie.
Oh, there you go.
You get it?
Another thing you can tell your mom. Right, Mila?
Yes.
Yes. And that's why we want all the kids listening today.
Exactly. So they can have their veggies as pie. Also, today is on this day in 1904, Dr. Seuss was born. His name is actually Theodore Seuss Geisel. I'm probably saying that wrong. But Dr. Seuss, he was a writer, obviously, and cartoonist, who wrote Green Eggs and Ham and Scrambled Eggs Supper, all of those that we know by Dr.
Yeah.
Seuss, right? So today in 1904, he was born.
Very good. Some good facts. Well, because you talked a little bit about the national holidays, I just want to point out, too, that one is coming up. On March 7th is National Pancake Day.
Mm.
And
pancakes.
That's so you know, on March 7th, IHOP will be offering up a free short stack of buttermilk pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. in honor of the National Pancake Day. Mm-hmm. And this event is in support of the Children's Miracle Network, hospitals, and other charities as such. So that's a great way to make a donation. You know, you're eating, enjoying your pancakes for your National Pancake Day, but you're also giving back, too.
Absolutely. And that was at
the IHOPs.
IHOP.
Yes.
Okay.
IHOPs. Yep. Because they're putting that along with the National Pancake Day.
Awesome. Good to know.
Yes. So, Mila, do you have anything that you want to chat about before we have our next person coming in? You are talking about all kinds of things you wanted to share with us today. You want to start a little early?
Sure.
All right. So how about you tell us about your little kitchen or restaurant you have at home that you were telling me about? Oh, one sec. What was that? Okay. All right. So what do you have at home going on at your house?
Well, I have a tiny kitchen that when my family comes over, I'd pretend to bake it for them and cook dinner. But then we'd actually have dinner after.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for your little kitchen?
Yeah, since I really like the red arrow, I named it the Red Eggs because I wanted to stick with the red theme.
That is adorable.
I like it. So what kind of things are on your pretend menu?
Well, whatever they really want.
Gotcha.
Because there's so many stuff.
Right. And because of like Red Arrow, they have everything too.
Yeah.
Right. So that's good. All right. So Tracy's going to interrupt a little bit.
Yeah. We're going to come back to Mila because Donna is ready. So please welcome our favorite Donna from Delaware with Donna's Delight. Hi, Donna.
Hey. Who's in this building? I hear a little person.
You do. Say hi, Mila.
Hi.
Hi, Mila, baby. How are you, sweet potato?
Good.
That's right. You good? All good. All is well. You in the house? Say, Mila's in the house. Hello. You got to say it. You got to say it with some flavor.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Mila's in the house.
Hello. All right. That's good. That's about it. That's how you got to bring it now, Mila. You just can't be just sitting on the mic like that. You got to drop it like it's hot. Well, you know, drop it like it's like you got some hot French fries. Do you like McDonald's? No?
Do you like
Mila, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you like Red Arrow? You like Red Arrow French fries?
Yes.
They banging, ain't they?
See, that's what it was. She didn't want to say she liked McDonald's fries.
I don't even go to McDonald's.
Okay. Well, you know what? We like Red Arrow French fries because they are banging. Okay. So how's everybody day?
Oh, we're doing fabulous. And if we weren't, we are now.
Right.
Oh, really? That's how it is? Y'all wasn't doing so fabulous before?
No, she said, if we weren't, we are now. So nobody has an excuse for it now because you have just brightened our day.
Well, I did. I then brought the wind in. Whoosh. Is it windy up there?
Very, very.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's howling outside. Well, okay, I guess I got to do a PG. How old are you, Mila?
I am 8.
I got to do a PG-8 today. All right, here we go.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Oh, Tracy. Oh, Tracy, you put me on notice? Huh? Is that what you did today?
Yep.
Well, you ain't the boss, so how you like that?
Can't. I am today.
You are today?
Yeah. Mm,
okay, as long as you ain't got no whips and chains. Well, anyway, let's go. I'm going to be all right. Here we go. Now, you can be the one or we can be the two. Can I get a break, just a little reprieve, or maybe a treat from all the madness and sadness? I went through Fat Tuesday with beignets and gumbo. Now, here it is the Lenten season. Fish on Fridays. I gave up all meat, so I'm stuck like Chuck and nobody gives. Oh, I gave up cussing too. So stick a fork in me. I'm done. 40 days, and I'm hoping I don't start to feel like Jonah in the belly of the whale. But I did get my meat on, my cake on, my cheese on, all on Tuesday. I even dragged poor Teddy into my madness, and he gave up coffee. Ask me why I did something like that. I must be some kind of sadist. What y'all think? I got people placing bets on how we're going to fare. Only time will tell, and time has a way of telling on all of us. It's the best truth serum in anyone's life. So wish me well, because I'm swimming and eating upstream without a paddle or a chicken sandwich with extra hot sauce. This is a sin and a shame. I'm on my way though. 39 more days to go. So, and here and with the recipe of the week. How sweet.
Look, mama.
No meat. Here's what you'll need to have Peter smiling from ear to ear and your stomach not sitting on your back from a hunger attack. You'll need 2 cups of snow peas. You'll need 1 cup of carrots shaved. I use a potato peel, so I shaved them down. You'll need 1 cup of red peppers chopped. You'll need 1 cup of onion sliced. You'll need 1 cup of baby Bella mushroom sliced. You'll need 1 can of Chinese corn drained. Yes, I use Chinese corn today. And for your sauce, you're going to use 1 cup of pineapple juice, 1/2 cup of soy sauce. I use low sodium. I'm on a low sodium diet too. 3 cloves of garlic, 1 teaspoon of accent, 1 tablespoon of fresh grated ginger, 1 to 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, and 3 tablespoons of coconut oil in a blender, because you know I love my ninja tracing. I put my pineapple juice, my soy sauce, my garlic, my ginger, my corn, cornstarch, and I blended it all up. I heated that in a saucepan pan, and I made my sauce to pour over my vegetables. Now, if you got a hot wok or a hot pan or even a hot, you know, whatever, I'm being good today. You're going to place that in a, you're going to place your oil in a pan, and you're going to heat it up, and you're going to stir in all those vegetables that I had just mentioned, and you're going to cook them for 4 to 5 minutes. You're going to pour your sauce over that after you heat it and serve. You can serve it with brown rice, but I cooked up some black Thai rice, and that's how you eat no meat, and that can be really, really sweet. Can
That's definitely sounds good. That's funny that you said that. I have a whole list of all these extra different sauces and condiments to use to spice things up a little bit.
You got to spice it up. But see, I even made my own sauce, Tracy. You got to go ahead and make your own sauce sometime, because Carol was in there making her own ketchup 2 weeks ago.
I know.
So, and her own mayonnaise, too.
Oh, yeah. Lord. And now Donna's in here making her own sauce. I didn't put Teddy on it, too. I told Teddy, we're going to do the Daniel Fast. Have y'all ever heard of the Daniel Fast?
Yes, I have.
Yes, Lord, I got to get it right. Get it right and keep it tight. But I done drove Teddy to my 21 days of madness. Ain't we crazy, y'all? But guess what? Don's gonna be fine. You ain't gonna be able to hit her in a, well, I can't even say it, with a red apple. But I done gave up that too. I can still keep my apples, but I can't keep the bad words. And I'm glad. Who? Michaela's in there, right? Is her name Michaela?
It's Mila.
Mila. I'm glad Mila's in there, because that way I can keep my tongue in control. You know, because you know how I am. So everybody's good.
Well, maybe Mila should come all the time then.
Mila, no. She can come for the next 21 to 21 to 40 days. But after that, Donna's going to have to drop it like it's H-O-T-T, hot, because she knows she's going to fire. Remember, y'all, life is for living, and food is for giving, because this kind of eating is probably going to have Donna drop to her knees. It's going to make her weak at the knees. She's going to be speaking Japanese. Sayonara. No chihuahua kid. Got to go, girls. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, Donna.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. So, Mila, what do you think of Donna?
I'm not really sure.
Her eyes are as big as saucers. Yeah, that's what most people do the first time they hear Donna. But she brightens up the show, right?
Yeah.
We love hearing from Donna. So it's funny, because I have this whole list of things, like 11 kitchen staples that will make your meals much better, things that you wouldn't normally use.
Oh, good.
And it's about, like Donna said, making your own sauces and using you know, some different things that you wouldn't normally use. And we have just a minute before we want to go to a break, so I'm actually going to mention a couple of them. One of them is popular. People have actually heard of this one, but I don't think people use it too much, and that's tahini. And it's paste made from ground sesame seeds and oil, and it's kind of a nutty, mm-hmm. savory quality to salads, dressings, dips. You can use it for roasted vegetables and actually even desserts, it says.
Oh.
And all of this actually is on the Huffington Post website, is where I found it from. And you can make your own, like, miso tahini sauce. There's just a lot of different things that you can do with it. And then another one, I actually had to look up how to say this one. And it's gochujang. Gochujang,
oh,
I think it is.
Wow.
How do you like that one? It's Korean. So this Korean hot sauce, I wonder if Carol has tried this one. It's kind of crept into the national spotlight as a Korean cuisine. And it's kind of spicy and pungent, they said. But it's really been around for centuries, and it's a spicy chili paste, and it's used in place of sriracha. And you know, Carol would probably be like, "Don't get rid of my sriracha." But and you can incorporate it into the cooking process. You can try it with spicy pork, meatballs, Korean fried chicken, kimchi, fried rice, and a lot of other things. So there's
good.
A couple of things that they're saying should be staples. And, you know, I can mention a few others later as we go or on different shows, because I have a whole list of them.
I really
here.
Like the sesame one. I like a nutty flavor on my veggies and meats, too. You know, just that little hint.
Yeah.
I like that one. So, yeah.
So we are going to go on a quick break.
All
You're
right.
listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy, but today it's Tracy and Kim and Mila for the first part.
Yay!
So we'll come back and we'll hear a little bit more from Mila. I'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Carol's out today. This is Tracy, and we have the wonderful Kim Bergeron from Southern New Hampshire Kids. And in the studio with us today, in case you're just tuning in, is our friend Mila. She is 8 years old, and she, I believe, is going to share a recipe with us. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. What do you got for us today?
It's an ice cream cake.
Where'd you get this idea? Because you told me you do some stuff on the computer. So can you share that with us again? I forget what you said.
Well, all I had to do was go on Hack My Life and then put in, and then I found the recipe for it on there.
All right, great.
The internet.
I know. All right, so share, because this is one that you were saying is going to be so good. So let me hear what you have for this one. So first you got your pan. It was like a bread pan.
Yeah.
And then what did you put on the bottom of that?
You put Saran Wrap on the bottom of the pan. Then you put a layer of Cool Whip, two ice cream sandwiches, and then you cut one in half to make sure that there's ice cream sandwiches everywhere. Then another layer of Cool Whip, crumbled cookies, then put it in the freezer an hour after you take it out, take the Saran Wrap out, take any shaped cookie color out, take out rainbow sprinkles, put the cookie cutter on the cake, then put the sprinkles in it, and you'll have the perfect cake for it.
It's cute. She described it to me, and then we watched it on the video, and it's perfect. So it was just a bread pan, and like she said, you put the Cool Whip.
Well, then, the Saran Wrap, that's a really good tip, because then you could just lift it right up.
Exactly.
I like that. Okay.
Yep. And then you did the Cool Whip, and then the ice cream sandwiches, and who doesn't love ice cream sandwiches, right?
Oh, I know.
And then it was another layer of Cool Whip, and then they took chocolate chip cookies and crushed them all up.
And then you'd sprinkle it on top.
And then they did Cool Whip on the top. Did they do Cool Whip on the top? Yes, yeah. I think they did Cool Whip on the top.
And then freeze it.
Freeze it for just an hour.
Yeah.
And then they pulled it out with the Saran Wrap, and then they had a heart cookie cutter, and they put that in the middle of the cake with the rainbow sprinkles. So you put the sprinkles, and then when you take the cookie cutter out, you have the heart sprinkles on the top.
Oh, just to decorate it. Okay.
Did they do it on the middle and the top and the bottom? So you had three hearts on this loaf, and it looks good. So she wrote down all the recipe, everything she needed in the recipe for her and mom to make, too. So
you haven't made it yet?
No.
So you're going to have to make it and maybe come back and let
us
know.
But it did look delicious.
I know.
Well, it sounds delicious.
And then what else were we talking about? We were saying how when you have recipes that you find a good recipe you like, you can add things to it. So what were some things we were saying you can even add?
Well, if you don't really wanted the vanilla, you could do chocolate or any other flavor on top of it. I'd say chocolate because I love chocolate.
Yeah.
Girl, after my own heart.
Yep, it's true. So even though you have the ice cream sandwiches, you can still add another layer of ice cream on it. Just let it soften a little bit.
Yeah.
And put that on. So that sounded good. And even some hot fudge.
Because
we liked the chocolate aspect of it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put hot fudge on anything and it's instantly better.
I know.
That's my favorite thing. I like to get a scoop, like one scoop of mint chocolate chip ice cream in a cup. And I always have them put hot fudge. I don't want it like a whole sundae. I just want the mint chocolate chip ice cream with hot fudge on top. Is that good?
Yeah.
So that recipe sounds good and easy and good for all the kids to make in their kitchen. It's so easy to do. So that's a good one for all the kids to
You don't even need an oven for anything in that one.
Perfect thinking, young lady. Very true. So what else can you share with us? You have your little restaurant at home. So do you like cooking in the real kitchen or baking in the real kitchen with mom when she has time?
I like baking in the real kitchen with mommy when she has time.
Yeah. And what do you like to make?
Cookies, brownies, cakes.
Oh, girl.
Cupcakes. I liked her.
I know.
The baking. See, me too. I like to bake. That's my favorite. I don't like the cooking part as much. Is that what you typically do with the desserts, the baking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you have your own pans at home or anything like that, your own mixing bowls? Do you have any of your own stuff that's yours? Because you're very much into it.
Well, we usually share it all, so.
Yeah. That's great. What else do you like to do?
I do dance.
You do, yes. And how many different dances do you do?
Four.
crazy talented.
So it's basically Monday is the worst day to not get any rest, or Sunday night.
So you're not cooking on those days.
No.
All right. So which dances are you doing? You do ballet?
Ballet, musical theater, tap, and jazz.
Wow.
Impressive.
Very talented. And your mom was saying that you got something for Christmas, a scrapbooking kit or something?
Yeah.
And do you like to take a lot of pictures? I see you with your iPod. So you do a lot with your iPod?
Yeah.
You know, that's a big deal is blogging things that you cook and eat. Have you thought of that?
Not really.
You could start your own little life hack site.
Right?
Yeah.
You should try. You should make the ice cream sandwiches cake, and take some pictures of it and post them places. Get your own little following.
Once you do that, have your mom take pictures, and we're going to put it on the Food for Thought Facebook page.
Yeah.
Okay? So when you do make that dessert, we can do that too. Sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on and sharing with us.
You're welcome.
You did awesome.
Yes.
Not too many 8-year-olds, I think, could do that.
I know. I think if you're free on April vacation, we could definitely put a spot back for you.
Yeah, I'd love that.
All right. We'd love to have you. You're so adorable.
Now, Kim, do you have anything coming up from New Hampshire? I always say that Southern New Hampshire kids.
Now's the time of year where the maple sugar shacks are really going, right?
Yep.
So I do have a list of some maple sugar shacks that are open for the public, and we'll talk a little about that later.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we are at the top of the hour. We are going to go on a quick break. Thank you so much, Mila, again, for coming and hanging out with us. You just brightened up the studio today, even more than Donna did. She'll be mad that I said that.
Yes, you will.
So thanks, when we Mia. Come back, we're going to be speaking to Gucci and Neville from Veranda Martini Bar and Grill. And then at 1:30, of course, MHP with Carl Soderberg from Abel Ebenezer. You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.